following program contains the opinions of its host and guests, not those of this network. The opinions expressed are for non-commercial informational purposes only. Listeners are cautioned not to rely on program content to treat or prevent disease, but are advised to consult with a licensed healthcare professional where they live for diagnosis and treatment of disease.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello, and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Fly. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 10 to 15 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative. A lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, it looks like we're not going to get away from these pre-existing conditions debate between the Republican and the Democratic parties. But certainly, these are the reasons for the Affordable Health Care Act tanking. These are the reasons for the monthly health insurance premiums going up every month. These are the reasons for the deductibles going up. I mean, it's like crazy. What's going on here? Well, this is an argument I started like 50 years ago, 1967, when I began that big study, 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 of change, 454 species of animals, and 3,000 humans, 10 million chemistries, 10 million sizes of special stains, looking for pollution as the cause of degenerative diseases. I mean, they were beginning to become epidemic back in the 50s and 60s, and everybody's pointing to pollution. The Earth was going to end in 3 weeks because of pollution. Well, at any rate, I had written the first paper on a mass die-off in America from pollution back in 1961, December of 1961. I was 21 years old at the time, and had given copies of that scientific paper that was published in reputable scientific journals. And it got me the position of being the chief pathologist on the Center for the Biology of Natural Systems. And it was quite the study, let me tell you. It was quite the thing. Had to invent all kinds of techniques. The 1,200-page book that came out of it, along with the 75 scientific papers, are in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure because of the findings. What I found out was that every vertebrate, whether you're a crocodile or a hummingbird or a human being or an elephant or a flamingo or a giraffe or a rat, pig, dog, cat, turtle, fish, it doesn't matter. Every vertebrate requires the same 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. That's where those all came from. And the government spent $25 million. Seems like chump change today. It was a lot of money back then for a 24-year-old kid to spend. And the bottom line was that every animal, every human being, it was deficient in the same nutrient, got the same disease. I'm finding type 2 diabetes in crocodiles. I'm finding sickle cell anemia in hummingbirds and deer and antelope. These are human genetic diseases, right? Wrong. It turns out that they're all nutritional deficiencies. Of course, the things that like sickle cell anemia was a birth defect. Mama was deficient when the bone marrow cells are being formed, and so only make dysfunctional hemoglobin. And, of course, it's supposed to be a genetic disease in the black population, but it turns out that white people and Asians also get sickle cell anemia, so they couldn't call it the same thing. So in white people, they call it thalassemia. Okay? They changed the name in the different races, same disease. Then why would a crocodile have type 2 diabetes, which is supposed to be a genetic disease in humans? Well, doctors came up with the idea that maybe the crocodile in Africa had eaten a Baptist preacher who had diabetes, who was too close to the river, got eaten up by the crocodiles, that's why I got the gene. I mean, stupid theories like this. It turns out that all these diseases, all of them that are thought to be genetically transmitted, are really just nutritional deficiencies of the embryo or nutritional deficiencies sometime in their adult life. So this is why we have all these epidemics now. People say, well, can't you just eat well, get everything you need? No. That's because we went to electricity at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street, New York City. Thomas Edison pulled the switch in the first commercial electric generating plant. Within 10 years, every town, every city, every municipality, industrialized world convert from wood as a fuel to electricity. We're getting unknowingly, for thousands and thousands of years, unknowingly, we were getting our nutritional minerals from putting the wood ashes, a.k.a. plant minerals, a.k.a. wood ashes, into the gardens for fertilizer. The plants would suck these minerals up. They only need 3. We need 60. And we would eat these plants. And guess what? We got our minerals unknowingly. When we switched to electricity, nobody knew to get a different source of nutrition supplements because they didn't know they were getting their minerals from plants that were fertilized with plant minerals, a.k.a. wood ashes. So now we have the problem. Okay? And it's coming to a head now. And I said this 50 years ago on that project. We had a problem because the theory was incorrect. There are no such thing as genetic diseases. There are no such thing as genetic diseases that cause birth defects. All the birth defects are caused by nutritional deficiencies in the embryo during pregnancy, in the first 3 months of pregnancy. And we can prevent all the birth defects. We did in the animal industry. We can prevent all the birth defects in humans simply by giving everybody the 90 cents and it would be the best investment you can make. Everybody in the 90 cents nutrients for 3 to 6 months before pregnancy will never have another birth defect as long as they're avoiding all the things and they can absorb efficiently. You have to be able to absorb the stuff, so you got to get rid of gluten and these sorts of things. Make sure they have enough stomach acid so everything works properly. I want you to contact your Young Givi associate. Get a hold of the books Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, Rare Earths, Forbidden Cures, and, of course, my new CD. My new CD is called A Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away. That, along with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the CD and DVD, and What Kills Billionaires, Dead Athletes Don't Lie. These things are, they were like 50 years ahead of time. I'm complaining about these things 50 years ago. Everybody thought I was an insane person because they knew it was all genetics. But it turns out there's another science taking over genetics. It's called epigenetics. Genetics is a dead theory. There are no genetically transmitted diseases, either birth defects or diseases like, and there's no autoimmune disease, except when bubble babies are born, because mama didn't have enough nutrition when the baby's immune system was being formed, so the baby's born without an immune system. But as far as a autoimmune disease like, lupus, nah, no such thing. Yeah, lupus is right, but it's a gluten intolerance. You can't absorb the nutrients necessary to maintain, repair connective tissue. Would you look at that? Contact your MGB associate. Get the book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Epigenetics, Rare Earths, and Cures. Don't forget my new CD, A Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away, and you'll have 25 to 40, 50 healthy years to your life and life of your kids. We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach, call us toll-free, 888-379-2552, on the priority line, 831-685-1080. When those aches and pains in your knees, elbows, hands, shoulders, and back crop up, reach for Youngevity's CM Cream. Put CM Cream on a Q-tip and put it in your ear canal for relief from headaches and sinus pressure. A topical temporary relief from minor aches and pains of muscles and joints associated with strains, sprains, and simple backaches. Why take aspirin or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that can cause stomach bleeding and liver damage? Just apply CM Cream liberally to the affected areas, and within 20 minutes or so, you'll have relief from those nagging minor aches and pains. You'll feel better for up to 4 to 5 hours. So the next time you have achy joints or muscles, do what I do. Reach for CM Cream for relief. And for systemic relief, reach for CM Plus capsules. If you'd like to learn more about nutritional supplementation, call your local Youngevity associate. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call, toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And if you need to lose that 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, contact your Youngevity associate and get the books Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause-Wrenching Cure of Obesity. It also discusses type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome. And then don't forget the book Energy Crisis. It goes into the keto diet and how you extract energy from sugar and carbohydrates and proteins and fats, and tell you why that medical dogma, you want to have low-fat, high-carb diets, wrong way. Sugar actually increases triglycerides, not fats, not cholesterol. Also, sugar increases plaque in your artery, not cholesterol, not saturated fat. And so be sure to get a hold of the books Energy Crisis. Don't forget the book Hell's Kitchen. Learn how to lose a half pound, 2 pounds a day. And the magic is you'll never gain the weight back if you stay on the 90, because guess what? Being overweight and obese has nothing to do with eating too much or lack of exercise. It's a simple nutritional deficiency. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, I saw this one and I thought immediately of you, since you're always talking about longevity and living longer. And this headline of this Fox News story is, longer life expectancy? It depends on where you live. You say life expectancy in the U.S. has grown overall in the last few decades, but not all Americans are benefiting. New research finds significant disparities with people living in certain parts of the country living more than 20 years longer than those in the less fortunate communities. And this is all from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. They examined county-level death registration data to explore the extent of these geographic differences in the U.S. This was all published in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine. It found that the average life expectancy at birth increased from 73.8 to 79.1 between 1980 and 2014 for men and women. However, there was a 20.1 difference between the counties with the highest and lowest life expectancies. According to lead author Laura Dwyer Lindgren, she says, looking at the life expectancy on a national level masks the massive differences that exist at the local level. They say Oglala, Lakota County, South Dakota, county that includes the Pine Ridge Native American Reservation, had the lowest life expectancy in the U.S. in 2014 at 66.8 years. Clusters of counties in Kentucky, West Virginia, and Alabama had some of the, and several states along the Mississippi had some of the lowest life expectancies. By contrast, the cluster of counties in Colorado had the highest expectancy, and Summit County, Colorado, topping at 86.8 years, while the vast majority of the country experienced increases. Most did not. And they outlined some of the counties that actually went backwards, and that was mostly all in Kentucky, several counties in Kentucky, and then one in Oklahoma and one in Alabama, some of which are going, life expectancy going down almost 2 years. And they say the study yielded some good news on all counties saw a drop in the risk of childhood deaths at the age of five. And they said that once they accounted for, things like obesity, lack of exercise, smoking, hypertension, and diabetes. That explains 74% of the longevity difference. And they said socioeconomic factors like poverty, income, education, employment, and as well as your quality access to quality health care also played a role. So I guess we've had it wrong all these years, Doc.
Well, actually, I was saying this back in 1967, that there was a huge disparity in the difference in longevity in the country, and it had to do with location. That's in my original Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And the reason, of course, is the mineral sources in our soil have extreme variations. And this is where the book Rare Earths, Minerals, and Cures comes in. It shows you where, for instance, selenium levels in the soil, which are an anti-cancer trace mineral, okay, the places where people have low amounts of selenium have the shortest lifespans. But they get cancer and other selenium deficient diseases, such as liver cirrhosis and so forth. Whereas the places that have lots of selenium in the soil have the longest lives. Good for the heart, good for the liver, and so forth. And so it's just very, very simple stuff. And we've learned to level the playing fields in animals just by supplementing them all. And so that's what we've been yelling about. Get on the 90, supplement properly, don't depend on what you can or cannot get from the food. It's too variable. Whatever you get from the food is a plus, but supplement with the 90, guess what? And you'll be, it's the best insurance you can get. You'll have 25 to 50 healthy years of your life. And we'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach, call us between noon and 1 Pacific at 831-685-1080. Toll free, 888-379-2552. Many believe that all life began in the Earth's oceans. We do know that the oceans and seas are still abundant with life and life-sustaining nutrients. Many cultures have long believed in the life-giving properties of plants and sea life harvested from the oceans. Youngevity's Oceans Gold is a proprietary blend of seaweeds, algae, mosses, kelp, sea cucumbers, and sea minerals, as well as coenzyme Q10, calcium, and iron, all designed to help support healthy thyroid function, regular heartbeat, normal weight, mood stabilization, and hormone levels. Take advantage of life-sustaining nutrients from the Earth's oceans with Youngevity's Oceans Gold. If you'd like to learn more about nutritional supplementation, call your local Youngevity associate and don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hello, Judy DeVilbiss here. If I could only afford to get one product out of everything, that product would be the Ultimate Classic. It has the vitamins, the minerals, the bioflavonoids, it even has grapeseed extract. The one product that would give you just about everything under the sun you would need for a perfect nutritional program would be the Ultimate Classic. By the way, people that are on the go, it's very, very hard to take the liquids with them when they go on their trip to get their supplements in every day. Well, you know something? You can use the Ultimate Daily Tablets and the Mineral Capsules. When I'm going on a trip, if I have enough room, I just take the two bottles with me. If not, just use a little baggie and take a couple of daily doses with you. It's very simple. It's very easy. There's no mess, no fuss, no refrigeration. Just take your capsules, take your tablets, and you're finished for the day.
To order these products, call your local Youngevity distributor today. You've listened to physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard hundreds of people tell how Dr. Wallach and Youngevity products have changed their lives. If you're now convinced that Dr. Wallach is onto something and you want to try Youngevity's premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with a distributor that serves your local area. Simply call our special helpline voicemail at 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call right now and leave your name, telephone number, or email address, and we'll see to it that the right person contacts you shortly. Remember, the phone number, 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call now to change your life. That's 313-444-3463.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and the 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And if you're going to do the Youngevity business as a business, I urge you to contact your Youngevity associate and ask for the trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. Learn how to do your own physicals. Learn how to deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils. It's a trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. If you've never run a business before, either your own or somebody else's, also get a hold of the book Wall Street for Kids, learn how to be profitable, learn how to get a tax deduction for your monthly health insurance premiums, your monthly life insurance premiums, your monthly fitness center fees. These are all tax-deductible if you make them tax-deductible in your business plan for your Youngevity business. Don't forget Wall Street for Kids, and learn how to, again, get the tax deductions of billionaires. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Schenectady, New York. And Kathy, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Kathy, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi. I can help you.
I had called about a week ago because I was diagnosed with arrhythmia. So I went back and had an EKG, and you said call you back. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling you back today.
Okay.
They said that I had an extra beat that shouldn't be there. So that's about all I know.
Okay, what did they attribute that to?
I didn't hear you.
What did they say caused this?
Oh, they didn't say what's caused it. She just said I should go get a stress test.
Okay. Let's see here. I don't remember, but do you have a back problem?
Say that again?
Do you have a back problem?
No, arrhythmia of the heart.
No, I know that. But one of the main causes of arrhythmia of the heart is not a heart problem, it's a back problem.
Back problem? Huh.
How old are you?
70.
Okay. Have you shrunk any in height since you were 20 years old? Have you gotten shorter?
Yeah, about a half inch.
Okay. Charmaine, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay. So what would be a common cause of a heart arrhythmia, an extra beat, when somebody shrunk a half inch or more?
Because the nerve that controls your heartbeat goes through your backbone between your vertebrae. And when you lose the cartilage between your vertebrae, they squeeze that nerve, and that it's a mechanical problem. That's what causes the arrhythmia.
Okay, now, exactly. You get an A-plus here. And, of course, this can be a cause of ventricular tachycardia, where the heartbeat goes fast. This could also be a cause of atrial fibrillation, or it could just be results in an extra heartbeat. These are a back problem. It confuses doctors. They forget their anatomy and their basic physiology and their neurophysiology and neuropathology. They forget all that stuff because they want something simple, and they can just give you a statin drug for or high blood pressure medication for and move on to the next patient. They forget about this stuff. And so what would you do? And how much do you weigh, Kathy?
163.
Okay. So what would you suggest for Kathy, Charmaine, to support and promote mainstream care of that disc? Hang on. And we'll have you give her the information after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach, call us toll-free 888-379-2552 or on the priority line 831-685-1080. Listen to physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard hundreds of people tell how Dr. Wallach and Youngevity products have changed their lives. If you're now convinced that Dr. Wallach is onto something and you want to try Youngevity's premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with a distributor that serves your local area. Simply call our special helpline voicemail at 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call right now and leave your name, telephone number, or email address, and we'll see to it that the right person contacts you shortly. Remember, the phone number, 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call now to change your life. That's 313-444-3463. 3463.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your Youngevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewables, and besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free. 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And if you want to live well beyond 100 chronologically, say 110, 120, 130, 140, 150, 160, 170, 180, 190, 200 plus, while being biologically 30, 40, 50, contact your Youngevity associate and ask for the books Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, the book Immortality, learn about the top 20 longevity cultures and their secrets of having 40 times 100 years we have, and the book Rare Earths and Cures, and learn how to add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. Why is it these long-lived cultures have 100 per 250 of their population? We Americans only have 1 per 10,000. Answer Youngevity Associate for the books Epigenetics, Immortality, and Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. Okay, Doug, let's go right back to New York and Kathy. All right, Char?
Yep.
She weighs 163 pounds. Okay. And so you're exactly right. This is a degenerative disc disease causing pressure on the spinal nerves that actually control the rate and rhythm of the heart. So what would you give her to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of that disc and also support heart health?
I would give her two healthy bone and joint packs, and she could add a bottle of selenium to that.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, two healthy bone and joint packs. It'll be a full dose of everything twice a day. And, of course, you're going to get two large bottles of glucagel in that mix there, the two healthy bone and joint packs. That'll allow you to have 15 glucagel capsules a day, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner. And they're designed to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. Here it comes, disc between the vertebrae, bone makes bone itself. And as Charles points out, I'd go ahead and get two bottles of the selenium, so you could take six of those a day, two at breakfast, two at lunch, two at dinner. And they're going to support, the maintenance repair of the disc between the vertebrae because it requires certain cofactors that are in that selenium. We add these cofactors to the selenium. But also the selenium is good for the muscles and good for the heart muscle itself, too. And, of course, what kind of diet would you put on? What would you ask her to avoid? Again, to prevent free radical damage to the bones and the cartilage and the disc and the heart and so on.
No oils of any kind, no burnt animal fat, no margarine, no canola oil, no olive oil. And I would get on a gluten-free diet just for the heck of it. No wheat, barley, rye, or oats.
There you go. Gluten-free diet, no fried food, no processed meats, no nitrates and nitrites, no oils. Very important. Get rid of all inflammation. And then absolutely no gluten, wheat, barley, and oats. Call us every couple of weeks, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. Let us know how you're doing. I think you'll be amazed at how well you'll do. Just remember, all of our tissues require these 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And without them, you can't get maximum maintenance repair. You can't get maximum longevity. You can't get maximum strength. And so we have to consciously supplement with these things. Whatever you get for your food is value added. Don't think you can get everything you need from your food. That is a false premise. That's why the average medical doctor's lifespan, according to their own survey, which they published in 1999, is 56. Why would you believe anything on health or longevity from a group of people whose average lifespan is 56, according to their own survey? Okay, Doug, we have time to start another one?
Yeah, we could get started here. Let's head to Texas and Moshtag. You're on with Dr. Wallach.
Moshtag, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling for a friend who is 52. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer 17 years ago, so she had a partial hysterectomy done. Then the cancer spread to her brain. They did radiation. And then 10 years ago, she decided to do the full hysterectomy to prevent the cancer from spreading again.
Hang on, my sir. We got to go to one of those message moments. We'll be back with you after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. Call us toll-free, 888-379-2552. Lines open. You've listened to physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard hundreds of people tell how Dr. Wallach and Youngevity products have changed their lives. If you're now convinced that Dr. Wallach is onto something and you want to try Youngevity's premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with a distributor that serves your local area. Simply call our special helpline voicemail at 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call right now and leave your name, telephone number, or email address, and we'll see to it that the right person contacts you shortly. Remember, the phone number, 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call now to change your life. That's 313-444-3463. 3463.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
We're back with Dead Doctors Online, the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And if you're going to lose that weight, you need to lose 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more. In addition, of course, to taking the Healthy Weight Loss Pack, you want to throw in the keto caramel shake and the keto caramel bar. High protein, high good fats, and low carbohydrates. That's how you want to do your meals. That old premise of low-fat diets and high-carb diets, no. That's what makes you fat. That's what gives you fatty liver and leads to a liver transplant. So you want to get the keto caramel diet, and don't forget the healthy weight loss pack, and you can lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day, and the magic is you'll never gain the weight back as long as you stay on the 90 essential nutrients. Okay, Doug, let's go right back to Texas and Maustag. And Shar, he's got a lady friend, okay, 52 years old. She's been battling ovarian cancer for 17 years, I guess, and the doctors have been kind of piecemealing her treatment. You know, a partial hysterectomy 17 years ago and doing the other part of the hysterectomy now and so on. What would you add to her medical program to support her immune system to help her body defend itself against this cancer?
I'd give her a healthy brain and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight, and then she could add to that the Fucoid Z, the Immortalium. Well, no, not the Immortalium. Fucoid Z and like Cell Shield RTQ and the Tangy Tangerine 2.0 tablets for auric points.
Yeah, you get an A-plus there, dear, exactly. You need to, Maustag, she needs to avoid all the things that are driving cancer, all the inflammatory things. Her diet must be drop-dead free of fried foods, processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, absolutely no oils whatsoever, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, seltzers, and cooking oil, and no gluten to increase efficiency of absorption, no wheat, bread, or oats. And then Char's exactly right. Per 100 pounds of body weight, she needs one healthy brain and heart pack. That covers a lot of territory. And then Char's quite correct. To support the immune system, she can have the Fucoid Z tablets, or capsules. She could take three of those twice a day for 100 pounds of body weight. That'll be 2 bottles a month for 100 pounds of body weight. She would also take the Beyond Tangerine 2.0 tablets. I would have her take, say, four of those twice a day. That'll be 2 bottles a month. That's going to get up to 320,000 auric points a day. I take 500,000 auric points a day just for prevention. And these antioxidants will support her immune system and help her defend herself against the cancer. These are things that she can do, and again, it's going to support her immune system, which is your best friend when you have cancer. Give us a call every couple of weeks. Let us know how she's doing. We'll walk you guys through this. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Toronto, Canada, and Flory, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Flory, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Joel. I've been told by my doctor that I have achalasia, which I have a difficulty swallowing, and they want to do some procedure with the balloon, and I'll be frank with you, I'm not too enthusiastic through that process. I'm wondering if you can recommend me. By the way, I do have your book, and I'm reading it right now. Believe it or not, you were in Toronto, I missed you, too bad. What can you recommend? Is anything for achalasia can be done for the muscle of the things to
first of all,
release?
How much do you weigh, Flory? How much do you weigh?
193.
Okay. Now, do you have any other issues? Do you have any history of arthritis or osteoporosis or bone spurs or kidney stones or anything like that?
Sorry, what's that again?
Do you have any history of arthritis or osteoporosis or bone spurs?
Unfortunately, I don't know if it's my phone because I'm in a car. But in any event, the only thing I tell you right now, I'm not doing anything.
Stop. We cannot go forward until you answer my question. I need to know if you have a history of arthritis.
If I have what?
A history of arthritis.
No arthritis. I have no pain of any sort. I am in very good health. All my blood work, they checked it. It's perfect.
Okay, stop. Do you have any history of dental problems? Any loose teeth, receding gums?
No, I have no problem with that also.
Okay. Do you have any skin problems? Any eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, or rosacea?
No.
Okay. Well, there's 12 pairs of cranial nerves that come out from each side of your brain, and they do things. It's the ninth cranial nerve, the glossopharyngeal nerve, which controls your swallowing. And if it's being squeezed by osteoporosis of your skull, because the tunnel that it comes through is filling up with bone matrix, you can have swallowing problems, okay? It's caused by a squeezing of the ninth cranial nerve. There's 12 pairs of cranial nerves. There's 1 through 12 on each side. The ninth cranial nerve controls your swallowing, okay? And glossopharyngeal nerve. And so I suspect you have osteoporosis of the skull. How old are you? What is your age?
I am 76.
Okay. All right. And you weigh 193. Okay, Charmaine, what would you do for this guy? And we need more information, but let's just assume that I'm correct here for a moment, that he has osteoporosis of the skull, and his ninth cranial nerve is being squeezed, okay? And so he has this glossopharyngeal functional problem because the nerve is not telling the throat to swallow properly. And so what would you do for him to support healthy nerve function, healthy bone maintenance repair, including the skull? What would you do for him?
I would get him on two healthy bone and joint packs.
Okay, two healthy bone and joint packs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what would you do to encourage stem cells to kind of rebuild the skull?
I'd give him Immortalium.
Very good. All right, yeah, Char's exactly right. You need to get rid of all the bad stuff, you know, the inflammatory things. No fried food, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown or oats. Two healthy bone and joint packs, full dose of everything twice a day except for the glucogel capsules. Take 15 of those a day, 5 at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Also, the Immortalium, take 2 or 3 of those twice a day, 2 bottles a month, and they encourage the stem cells to rebuild stuff, okay? And this would encourage the stem cells in your skull to help support and promote maintenance repair of the skull. You can also take an anti-inflammatory. What oral anti-inflammatory thing would you give him to reduce the inflammation around the roots of that ninth cranial nerve?
I give him the CM gel caps.
Okay, you're exactly right. CM plus gel caps. Go ahead and take 3 of those twice, maybe 2 bottles a month. It's kind of like a non-cortisone. Gives you the same sort of pain relief and also the anti-inflammatory support there. And let's see here. What would you give him? How many eggs would you give him a day at 193 pounds to support nerve function?
Probably 8 to 10 or more.
Exactly. You get an A plus here. 8 to 10 eggs, soft scrambled in butter. They can be soft poached with soft yolks, so soft boiled with soft yolks. And then give us a call. And, of course, this is the same problem when people have Bell's palsy. The seventh cranial nerve gets squeezed. You have things like a trigeminal neuralgia, the fifth cranial nerve is being squeezed. You get tinnitus, ringing in the ears, the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve is being squeezed. Any of these individual cranial nerves get squeezed or is in effect, the ninth cranial nerve being squeezed is what causes you to have a swallowing problem. I would not get x-rays and surgery and all that kind of stuff. Try the nutritional thing and call us in 2 weeks and 4 weeks and 6 weeks. Let us know how you're doing. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
We're at break time.
Oh, break time. Okay. Well, stick with us, folks. We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. The antioxidants found in many fruits and vegetables are known to help support and promote good health. Research has also shown that dark chocolate, once known as the food of the gods, is rich in healthy nutrients. In fact, dark chocolate is higher in antioxidant content than any other food. Youngevity has combined a proprietary blend of velvety-rich dark chocolate with whole fruit pulp and whole fruit juice extracts from mangosteen, goji or wolfberry, acai berry, and cherry, along with vitamins and minerals, producing a smooth, rich, delectable concentrate called Cocogevity. It tastes so great, I sometimes drink it right out of the bottle or pour it over ice cream. Cocogevity is highly bioavailable, meaning your body will absorb and make use of all of these healthy nutrients. If you'd like to learn more about nutritional supplementation, call your local Youngevity associate and don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those handy little bottles of gel that zap germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with all the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Here's what you may not know. Once the alcohol evaporates, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection until you use it again. Pure works to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not rely on alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. Pure Work disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B, and C, and a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Mold and fungus too. It's even safe around children and pets. You'll love the soft feel of Pure Works on your hand. It actually conditions and will not dry your skin. Here's a little peace of mind knowing your hands are still germ-free hours later. Get your hands on Pure Works and get Pure Works on your hands. Stand by. Pull out your paper and pencil for your local number to order Pure Works.
You've listened to physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard hundreds of people tell how Dr. Wallach and Youngevity products have changed their lives. If you're now convinced that Dr. Wallach is onto something and you want to try Youngevity's premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with a distributor that serves your local area. Simply call our special helpline voicemail at 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call right now and leave your name, telephone number, or email address, and we'll see to it that the right person contacts you shortly. Remember, the phone number, 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call now to change your life. That's 313-444-3463.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and Natural Crusade. And Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Southern California. And John, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Well, John, you're on the air.
Hello, doctor. Let me just thank you for your unwavering, restless service to humanity. I really appreciate you. I have two questions for you about minerals. I wanted to ask you about salt because when I was a kid back in the 70s, I believe the pharmaceutical companies put misinformation, disinformation campaign out about salt causes high blood pressure, salt causes heart attacks, it's bad for you. And I really believe they did that to get people sick because the great physician, Jesus Christ, said, you are the salt of the earth. And I believe him before I believe the pharmaceutical and the news industrial complex. But Your thoughts on salt, and I have a question for you on sugar.
Okay, well, salt, of course, has two essential nutrients in it, sodium and chloride. You need the chloride to keep your stomach environment sterile so you don't get yeast and bacteria growing in there and cause reflux. There is no such thing as acid reflux. It's a lack of acid reflux. And then also you need the sodium and chloride, particularly the chloride, to make the stomach acid so your intrinsic factor will work to help you absorb B12 and also your digestive enzyme, which is required to break down proteins, pepsin, to break down proteins into the individual amino acids. And so, and sodium and chloride are required as cofactors for many chemical and hormonal reactions inside each cell of the body. These are essential nutrients. And whoever started this thing about salt is bad for you, it causes high blood pressure, is absolutely wrong. Okay, and of course, there was a big study that came out just a few weeks ago that confirmed what I've been saying for 50 years. Eat salt, salt your food to taste. When it tastes good, triple it. Salt will prevent enormous numbers of diseases. And again, the good Lord said those things. And there was also a Roman general who said that all men do not crave gold, but all men do crave salt. Great observer, great Roman general.
Right.
So sugar question.
So it is true that they can desalt your body, they can get you sick.
Well, if you don't take salt, you will get many different diseases. Salt deficiency is a great, great problem in the U.S.
That was my suspicion way back when they first came out with that false lie.
A moment here. I only have a moment here.
The other question I have is about raw sugar. Raw sugar has a whole host of trace minerals. Raw sugar, is that much, much more nutritious for you than regular sugar, white sugar? And also, you said something about sugar when you...
We only have a moment. I'm going to stop you there. Sugar is a very dangerous thing. Sugar actually causes fatty liver and results in liver cirrhosis and liver transplant requirements in five-year-old kids. Sugar also causes the high triglycerides in your blood, not cholesterol. Sugar causes plaque in your arteries, not cholesterol. Sugar is one of the greatest enemies of human health, but it sure sells a lot of snack foods, okay? And, of course, it helps the medicine go down. People are addicted to the sweet taste, and especially if you're minerally deficient. What is it called, Charmaine, when you're deficient in minerals and you crave stuff? What's it called?
Pica and cribbing.
Pica and cribbing. You got it. You get an A-plus here. This behavior is what causes obesity. It's low-fat, high-carb diets, which include lots of sugar. Vegetarians and vegans are in trouble all the time because of this. And so most of the disease problems we have of the cardiovascular system are due to sugar intake. And, of course, it's interesting that the one vitamin deficiency that's necessary to create congestive heart failure, if you're eating more sugar, it makes that deficiency worse and makes congestive heart failure worse. You get off of sugar, you take your 90 essential nutrients, more of that nutrient, congestive heart failure goes away very quickly because it's a deficiency of a single nutrient, and that nutrient is required to metabolize sugar. You have that deficiency, you take more sugar, it makes that deficiency worse, makes congestive heart failure worse. Also, certain types of dementia, okay, are caused by too much sugar and not enough of that nutrient. Okay, it's called Korsakoff syndrome. We've known that for 300 years. Great questions there, John. Well, thank you, everybody. Great questions and testimony today. Thank you so much, Char. Super, super job as usual. Thank you so much, Doug and Sam. Super job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
According to the CDC, nearly half of all Americans take at least one prescription drug daily. For those over the age of 60, almost 40% are taking at least five medications every day, some of those drugs costing hundreds of dollars. Most people struggle to pay for these expensive drugs, but FDI Longevity has the answer with discount pharmacy cards. You can get a 10% and on some drugs up to an 85% discount. Up to a 35% discount on hearing aids, and up to a 60% discount on lab tests, even ones for your pets. This card never expires, and best of all, the FDI Longevity card is free. That's right, I said free. Imagine the change in your life with extra change in your pocket. All because you're saving hundreds, if not thousands, on your medical costs with your FDI Longevity discount card. Contact your local FDI Longevity associate and find out how you could get your free pharmacy discount card. And remember, it's free!